Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, did early voting slow down in its second week? And which Cobb school principal was caught allegedly drinking and driving in Woodstock? We've got these stories and more.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Gargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Records show that the second week of early voting in the county started stronger than the first. Tuesday was the busiest day of early voting so far, with 3,859 ballots cast in all three polling places. That's nearly 23% higher than the first day of voting, October 12th. More than 45,000 ballots have been cast so far in the general election, and the county has nearly 200,000 registered voters. For more information, including voting statistics and locations, visit Gary Tanner's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Thomas Fulgham, principal of Pope High School in Marietta, was arrested by the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office September 26th for driving under the influence of alcohol and failing to maintain a lane. A deputy followed Fulgham as he drove along Ragsdale Road in Woodstock about 1:45 a.m. Car failed to remain in its lane and Fulgham was pulled over for a traffic stop. Fulgham declined to participate in a field sobriety test. To infinity and beyond is the goal of which local high school and which Canton Park will get a new field to kick around in. Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Canton welcomed two new community entities this week. The Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Station No. 9 celebrated its grand opening, a joint effort between the city and county. The $4.3 million fire station sits north of downtown Canton on Reinhardt College Parkway. It's just across the road from Old Fire Station No. 9. The new Station No. 9 was dedicated to Charlie Ferguson, who played a key role in establishing the North Canton Volunteer Fire Department. And the other opening? The new Ray's Donut Shop opened on Riverstone Parkway as well. I highly recommend the Sugar Ray's. The Creekview High Rocketry Team has earned a spot in the NASA Student Launch Program. The competitive project is open to teams from middle schools to college. This is the first time in three attempts that the Creekview team advanced past the competitive proposal stage. The proposal is to build a rocket that will launch up to 5,500 feet to drop off in an independent thinking rover, which would probe the soil for water. The competition of 46 teams from around the country begins next April. We wish them luck! Canton's Harmon Field Park will get a new mini-pitch soccer field thanks in part to a $75,000 grant from the Atlanta United Foundation and Local Initiative Support Corporation. The Cherokee Youth Foundation and three other Georgia organizations have received grants totaling $292,000 through GA1, a campaign to create up to 100 mini-pitches leading up to the 2026 World Cup. Atlanta United Foundation has awarded $1.5 million to the Local Initiative Support Corporation to lead installation of the first 20 mini-pitches across the state. It's debate season on the political calendar, and Georgia's along for the ride. The Atlanta Press Club Loudermilk Young Debate Series hosted a general debate for the United States Senate special election. The event, which took place October 19th, featured Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, Republican challenger Doug Collins, and Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock. Here are the highlights.
Welcome. I'm Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on 95.5 WSB Radio. You're watching the Atlanta Press Club Loudermilk Young Debate Series. This is the general election debate for candidates running for the U.S. Senate special election to fill the seat currently held by Senator Kelly Loeffler. Kelly Loeffler, it's your turn to ask a question of one of your opponents.
My question is for Raphael Warnock. Mr. Warnock, you've called police officers thugs, bullies, and gangsters. You've characterized them as a threat to our children. Will you apologize to our hardworking men and women in law enforcement and to Georgia families for these dangerous and hurtful attacks?
I have deep respect for police officers and law enforcement. And I believe that the senator knows this. Certainly the members of the law enforcement know this. This is why they've come to my church on a couple of occasions as they remember fallen officers who died in the line of duty. So I support law enforcement. They've come to my church many times. We work together. I think it's possible to appreciate the work that law enforcement members do and at the same time hold them accountable. We see abuse in all kinds of professions. We see it among those who hold office, who abuse their authority, focused on their own financial wealth rather than the people they're supposed to be representing. And so I'll continue to fight for safe communities, and I'll continue to fight to make sure that we all have equal protection under the law. That's always been my goal, equal protection under the law.
And Kelly Loeffler, a 30-second response.
Well, I find it tragic that you will not apologize for these comments attacking our brave men and women in blue. They are on the thin blue line, keeping our families safe. And I think it's vitally important that everyone understand the sacrifices that they make every day they put on the badge and wear the uniform. That's why I've introduced legislation that defunds cities, that defund the police. These brave men and women know that I will always have their back. And I will stand up to anyone who tries to diminish their role or attack their profession.
Raphael Warnock, it is your turn to ask a question of an opponent.
I would like to rebut the senator's comment.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you can take 20 seconds to do that.
Listen, I do not think that we should defund the police, and I've never said that. I do think that it's lamentable that the senator is using her power to politicize an issue where people are literally dying on the streets. What we could use a senator doing is putting forward the kind of reform that we need in our criminal justice system. We need to get rid of qualified immunity. We need independent review process when civilians die at the hand of police. We can do that and at the same time appreciate the great work that our police officers do. Sure, Congressman Collins, this past week, Senator Loeffler was endorsed by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is an outspoken supporter of the QAnon movement, a movement that pushes conspiracy theories and traffics in hate. My question for you, Congressman Collins, is will you speak out clearly and condemn QAnon and their hate-filled rhetoric?
60 seconds.
Raphael Warnock says thanks for the question because I don't agree with QAnon. I have not agreed with them and don't support them. But it's interesting to me, I never heard you utter the words Antifa. I've never heard the Democrats, especially when we got on the floor and they wanted to put a bill on the floor for political purposes just a little over a week ago. They wanted to do about QAnon, the conspiracy theories on the internet, which is fine. But they often just overlook Antifa, which is setting our cities on fire. maybe the question should come back to you, Reverend Warnock. Are you going to condemn Antifa? Are you going to condemn the violence that's going through our streets right now? Are you going to sit compliant and be complacent in what they're doing to our cities?
First of all, I want to thank the congressman for condemning QAnon, which is more than I can say for the senator who's embraced the support of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I condemn violence no matter where it shows up or who the source is. I'm the pastor of Martin Luther King Jr.'s church. And what I am moved by is that in the midst of the challenges we've seen this summer, tragic flashpoints, George Floyd and others, we've seen a multiracial, multigenerational coalition of conscience pouring out into American streets, saying that we're better than this. And I'm proud to stand with those who are nonviolently standing up to violence.
That's our time.
Wherever it shows up.
That's our time.
I'd like to respond.
Kelly Loeffler, certainly. Yes, so 30 seconds to rebut, please.
Yes, thank you. Look, I denounce hate groups of all types. I don't, on the left and the right, I don't know anything about QAnon. But what I know is that we need to make sure that we have fighters in Washington for American ideals who will stand up to the radical left, the socialist agenda that they're trying to push on this country, that would put government at the center of our lives, that would take away our rights. Look what they're trying to do. They're trying to pack the court, stack the Senate with additional Democrat senators, put the Green New Deal in place that would bankrupt our country and our energy independence. So I'm always going to stand up with someone who is fighting for American ideals.
Sure. I could ask this of Kelly or Doug, but I will ask Kelly. Kelly, can you name something that President Trump has said or done that you disagree with?
No, because I am proud to be the only U.S. senator with a 100% voting record with President Trump. I've been named the most conservative senator in the U.S. Senate, and I've been endorsed by National Right to Life. That's because I will always stand up for conservative values. That's what this president is doing. He's lifted the economy to new heights. He created an economy that created record employment for African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, that gave us energy independence, that supported our farmers, our hardworking men and women in the military, and supported peace with in the Middle East. And you know what this president has done is unprecedented during a pandemic when he's trying to fight the swamp, the radical left, China, and the fake news, and now big tech, who my opponents have sided with. So I think it's really important we understand that we are blessed in this country to have a president who's fighting every single day for every American's opportunity to live the American dream.
Hey, Scott.
And an opportunity for a 30-second response.
Scott.
Mr. Collins, sure. Hang on just a minute. Mr. Lee, yeah. A 30-second response due there.
Sure. Well, you know, look, Donald Trump is an interesting guy. I can see how people might vote for him, but it's hard for me to see how people can find no fault with anything he's said or done. And it just speaks to the extent to which the establishment Republican and establishment Democratic candidates in this race are like party drones. And what's the good for us in Georgia to have a senator who's just going to be about agreeing with Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer or anyone like that? We need someone who will fight for us. And that's why I'm in this race.
I'd like to respond.
Mr. Collins, do you feel like you were attacked and Senator Loeffler's answer?
I do. I think, you know, as my opponent sided with Big Tech, well, number one, we are the ones who actually started the investigation into Big Tech, talking about antitrust and breaking it up, and also Section 230. But Senator Loeffler can't get away with her own facts. 100% voting record with Trump. She voted for the NDAA, which she said President Trump said he would veto. She just voted against the continuing resolution, which the president signed. Doesn't look like 100% to me, Senator Loeffler. Maybe your math's wrong, or maybe your cue card's wrong.
Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Marcel Portout, producer, Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.